stolen or misplaced, or there was an interesting story to what happened to it. It ended up passing a few different hands and coming back to me through a generous act. So there's some real karma playing out there with this old guitar of mine that was given to me as a gift, actually. And this song's really great song from Neil Young, talking about, yeah, like the how ephemeral life is, and you get a guitar and you play it and you pass it on. It's not yours to keep, because I'm really happy to have my guitar back. It was a really fascinating turn of events. So, yeah, I got all thinking about this song due to what happened around there. So here we go. This is Neil Young, Old Guitar Before Marie, Synchronicity. Okay, thanks for listening.
Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Good afternoon. Welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks so much for being with us. Obviously, we're on the new time slot. I know I need to make a new promo, so I apologize for that. No more Friday mornings at 9 a.m. Now, Mondays at 12 noon. And I have to say, I'm loving the new time slot. It's so nice to be out in the sunshine, and it's such a beautiful day today. So, another very exciting episode today. We are going to speak with some very lovely ladies. I think you're going to really enjoy today's show, because we have Shannon Lober and Mary Edwards. They are the authors of Wise Woman's Cookbook, Food, Sex, Magic, and Merriment. And I met Mary at the wellness show a couple of weeks ago, and I saw her booth and I gravitated towards it. It just looked so magical and beautiful, and we started talking, and now here she is on the show. So hello, ladies.
Hello, Marie. Nice to meet you again.
Thanks so much. Hi.
Hi, Marie. It's Shannon here.
Hi, Shannon. Thanks so much for being on the show today and for creating this lovely book. And actually, it looks like you... Is this self-published?
Yes, it is. Mary and I published the book in October 2009.
Beautiful. Well, congratulations. I mean, for a self-published book, it's just, it's beautiful. The photography in it is wonderful. And I actually should just put out a little bit of a disclaimer because this show may get a little bit saucy today. So listener discretion is advised because this book is it's hot, it's erotic, it's beautiful.
Thank you very much. That's great. Mary and I spent 5 years writing this book, and it's actually, we look at the relationship between food and sensuality, and we talk about how food, fruit, vegetables, herbs, and spices can enhance your private sexuality moments at home, and how natural foods can promote physical and emotional well-being. We love taking all of the pictures in the book. Mary and I did most of the picture taking except for the full color portraits, and we just had fun doing this wonderful book.
Well, it's beautiful. And so let's talk about what's in the book, because there are foods that you can eat. There are things like massage oils. There are some spicy recipes for the bedroom.
Yes, there are.
And so let's talk about the food. Are these all foods that are known aphrodisiacs, or is it for your health? What kind of viewpoint are you coming from?
They're foods that are healthy, that change your circulation and the way your health gains weight. And the way it stimulates you instead of putting you to sleep, the way a turkey does, it stimulates you and it stimulates your senses. It changes your mood in your brain. Endorphins, dopamine, serotonin, all the feel-good things that make people happy. And so we encourage good feelings, sensitivity, extra sensitive to touch, things that stimulate the circulation and that are good for the heart and for all kinds of different health conditions. We explain why the food is aphrodisiac, the vitamins and the nutrients behind the food, and why certain things affect your sexuality.
What we did was we tried to write about different foods that act as aphrodisiacs. With each herb, spice, fruit, and vegetable we write about, like Mary said, we explain why they work as an aphrodisiac. But we also talk about the history of each food, the medicinal use of each food, and what it was used for in history. But we also relate a woman from the past with each food that we write about and her secrets of seduction. This book is definitely an adult book. It's filled with erotic images and erotic writing, and it's probably the only cookbook that you're going to see that has pictures of naked people with food, which is really a lot of fun, but done in a very classy way. We tried to make it so that it could be just a well-rounded book for a wide audience, but also a very adult book. We used to do the at-home parties for couples and girls where we would come and bring the adult store to the home.
Oh, really? Do tell.
Yes, we did. We were actually at the forefront of the healthy sex toy movement, where they started making sex toys out of surgical silicone instead of the gel. And we worked with women's products for many years. And we figured out that all of those, or a lot of the lotions and creams you can buy at the sex stores, actually have petroleum byproducts and chemicals in them that you can't even pronounce, let alone that you would want to put on your soft tissue. So we came up with all the recipes for all those lotions and creams that you can make in your own kitchen without preservatives or petroleum byproducts. So it's not just great, easy food recipes, but also some pretty racy recipes. for sexual enhancement at home.
Definitely. And there are some that, yes, I mean, the book is, it is very erotic. The images, I mean, some of them are just of beautiful food, but others are of beautiful men and women together. But it's not slutty. It's not pornographic. It's just, it is very tasteful and beautiful.
Thank you.
And sensual. And I think that's what really drew me to it. And I'd love to talk more about the sexuality, because this is something that, on this show, I like to talk about sex sometimes, but I kind of shy away from it at the same time, because there is this perception of spirituality being separate from sexuality. And so I'm curious what your views are. Obviously, if you're going and having sex toy parties, you're very open about sexuality. So how do you see sex and spirituality intermingling?
I think that in ancient times, the sexual act was a huge part of spirituality. We do talk a lot about the past and
the mother goddess,
about the goddess and about Celtic history, and so I think that over the last little while we have lost that part of where sexuality and spirituality connects. It's a huge part of it. It's really what it is, and food is the relationship between food and sexuality. I mean, you are what you eat. And there's that time when you're hungry, when your whole body is open to that, I feel good, I want to eat thing. Mary, you explained that really well.
When you're hungry, all your senses open up. So it's not only your hunger senses that open up, it's your hunter-gatherer skill senses that open up. It's like when a man is waiting for food or a person is waiting for food, usually they're impatient waiting for food. It's the excitement of waiting for food and wanting it right away. And so not only do those senses open up of hunger, but your sexual senses open up. Your hunter-gatherer skills, your hunting skill opens up because you want that food. And it's the same in the spiritual realm also. With food and sex, in the olden days, they would feast, and that was a huge part of bringing the community together. And their sexuality was different. It was open in a different way. It was tribal. And people witnessed the coming together of man and woman in relationships to make sure that it was happening, the offering
to the goddess of the sexual act, or to the universe, or, you know, to God, was part of that, at that moment, that heightened moment. And actually, the goddess and the priestesses used to actually do that in front of people, and it heightened everyone's spirituality. And maybe that's, you know, obviously that's not the answer today to spirituality and sexuality, but I think that what we've lost is that the kitchen being the heart of the home. Right now, we all live so fast that, you know, we're all cooking frozen food and microwave food, when really food and the kitchen was a big part of the center of family, of community, of spirituality. We took time to make it. We enjoyed smelling it. Like Mary was saying, you were heightened when you were waiting for it. And what we try to do is give recipes in the book of food that actually wakens you up. And so it's what you eat. If you say mix a starch and a protein together, it's the kind of food where you just want to go to sleep. So if you have that moment where you're heightened and aroused and you eat the right food and take that minute, just eat a little bit about it, of food, where you're not stuffing yourself, then you can take that moment just to jump on one another as soon as you can. That's what we're trying to do.
Ooh, I like that.
With the question about the spirituality, in the olden days, basically it was the coming together of God and goddess and the spirituality of the sacred act of the sexuality, and it was a more spiritual thing where people blessed their sexuality and invited in their fertility rites and the green of the earth. And so they anointed not only their sexual selves, but the green of the earth and the Mother Goddess, and welcoming in new life. And in the olden days, too, another huge part of sexuality was the entertainment. And that's where the food comes in, because they didn't have TVs, computers, stereos, telephones. Their big entertainment, once their day of work was over, was sitting and basking in food and planning their evening's entertainment of basking in the flesh.
And I miss those days, I think.
I miss those days. I try to recreate them regularly.
And I think the thing is that it's how you see yourself. I mean, it wasn't just the priestess and the king or the god and the goddess. It was people.
The farmers.
It was people that we had that feeling of godliness in us, that, you know, we're all very special on this planet, and it's about how you feel about yourself, and a lot of how you feel about yourself is what you eat.
Mm, beautifully said. Well, it's time for a break, ladies, so we will be back in just a moment. We are speaking with the lovely, beautiful, and passionate authors of Wise Woman's Cookery, Food, Sex, Magic, and Merriment, Shannon Lober and Mary Edwards. Will be back with more Synchronicity in just a moment. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You might also be listening online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. Wherever you're listening from, thanks for being with us. We'll be back in a flash.
Hey, students. Do you think tuition is too high? Well, over at the Social Justice Center, they do. That's why they and 1,200 or so students petitioned for you to put a referendum question into the upcoming AMS elections that calls on the AMS to adopt an official policy that lobbies for lower tuition. Please remember to vote in your upcoming AMS elections, March 7th to 11th, and vote to put tuition back on the table. Vote yes to make the AMS lobby for lower tuition fees for domestic and international students.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks for being with me today. I'm just so thrilled to be in this new time slot. I guess it's our third week now, but I wasn't here last week, so I'm just really enjoying being here when I'm actually awake. Hooray! So thanks so much. I hope if you're a new listener, welcome to the show. I hope you're enjoying it. So today we are speaking with the lovely authors of Wise Woman's Cookery, Food, Sex, Magic, and Merriment, A Guide to Aphrodisiac Cooking, Sensual Simples, and Folklore Erotica. And it is a beautiful book, a beautiful gift for any man or woman. I guess it's intended for women, but any man, I think, could get a lot out of this book as well. And we're speaking with the authors, Shannon Lober and Mary Edwards. Welcome back to the show, ladies.
Thanks, Marie.
And so I'm curious with the whole magic and merriment. Are you Wiccan? What is your spiritual background?
We're basically a couple of pagan girls. We are not necessarily Wiccan. We're just individual spiritual practitioners within ourselves. And we do, you know, I think everyone does need a little bit of magic and merriment in their lives. I think that we're moving so fast right now that everyone's a little too serious. So we try and tell people just to take a moment in your life. And one of the things that the wise women of old used to do is they would give people something to focus on, an amulet or herbs, a sachet of herbs, or just something to focus their intent. And that's what we speak about as well, is just focusing your intent and to change your life, to change things that are going on. Just take a moment and sit down and either, you know, burn a candle or try and do something else that's going to make you slow down and focus on what it is that you really want.
Beautifully said. And speaking of candles, there's the cinnamon candle. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, the cinnamon candle is an absolutely beautiful, in-the-present candle. It's basically, we use it as a spirit candle. We use it for purification, but it's also used in the sense for lovemaking. When you make up a cinnamon candle, they're very, very easy to make. You paint your cinnamon on. They take minutes to make. But when you burn it, it's an absolute amazing smell in the room. You'll never go back to scented candles once you make cinnamon candles. You won't go back. I guarantee it. And another thing is, it's a very spiritually awakening thing for the home. And when you burn a spirit candle like that, when you walk in the door, you really notice it in the environment. But it's also very nice for lovemaking to burn at the side of the bed. It's very awakening, really a nice smell.
It's a lovely gift, too, because as you're painting the herb or the spice, herbs or spice, we talk about painting both, you're focusing your intent on that candle so that when someone burns it, the person that you give it to, that something nice will happen to them as well. I mean, women used to look into, everybody looks into the flame. When you have a fire, a campfire, a fireplace, you're mesmerized by the flame. And that's what burning candles do. It allows you to focus that moment while you're watching the flame. And then the cinnamon on it is sort of giving an offering to the spirits, because it's such that it's that heady smell. And in the book, we tell you how to do that, and also with other herbs too. It's once again taking that moment and just focusing really on what you want, maybe on forgiveness or on intent or love.
Beautiful. And you had at the wellness show some candles. So are those the cinnamon candles?
They were, and they were little
sample size
that we were giving everyone. I think we painted about 1,000 of those little candles. And at the moment that we were painting them, we were putting our intent into them to attract people. It's about attracting things to yourself, attracting good things, and how you put it out there is what you get.
Beautiful. Well, I noticed that about your booth at the wellness show. I came right over. I was just so drawn in. As soon as I saw it, I was talking to someone else, and I actually had to say, I'm sorry, I have to leave and go to this booth, because I was just so drawn in and had to visit.
Do you know that individually you can do that to yourself? And that's what we talk about, is just being an attractant.
Beautiful. You ladies are definitely very attractive in the way that you draw people in, and your book is just so amazing. And so I'm wondering, what's your favorite part of the book? I mean, you've created these recipes. What was the most fun for you?
The most fun in this book, and for us, I think, was experimenting with the lubricants and the lotions and the natural massage oils and trying them. I think it's a great thing to try these things before you use them. And I think that was the best part for me, was the actual trying them.
Mary's great. It's all about sensuality and being open. And I think also one of the best parts for us, too, was actually getting the book published and sharing it with people, being able to speak with people at these shows. We do have a number of people that come up to us all the time and thank us for the book. People that have bought the book before, they always find us at either the Eat Vancouver or the Taboo shows or the wellness shows, and they appreciate us just like you are now. It's a wonderful feeling to put something together for so many years and have so much fun doing it, and then actually have people experience it and have fun and come back and tell you how much they like it and how much fun it is. Mary and I traveled to England and Ireland. We had a lot of fun doing that too. But as Mary said too, the sensuality part of it was definitely some of the most fun.
Okay, great. Well, I want to put the name of the book out there again because I want people to get this book. It's called Wise Woman's Cookery, Food, Sex, Magic, and Merriment, A Guide to Aphrodisiac Cooking, Sensual Simples, and Folklore Erotica. And your website is wisewomanscookery.com. Where's the best place for, and keep in mind, we have listeners from all over the globe. Where's the best place for people to buy your book?
In Vancouver and in Saskatchewan and Alberta, and we're in Chapters, but we do have our books in a lot of the local stores in Vancouver. We have them in Black Bond Books, Banyan Books, 32 Books in
Amazon.ca.
Yeah, Amazon.ca as well, on our website, and Chapters.ca, Save On Foods.
Save On Foods.
Yes, wow. We're in Save On Foods. And in these stores, if we're not available and you ask, they will order them in. But for people all over the globe, we are on Amazon.ca.
Beautiful. Well, I just, the book, and I think this must be part of your intention, because when you hold the book, it's just, I mean, you can feel the energy as you're flipping through the pages. You can feel the intent, the sensuality, and just the desire for people to really benefit from this book. I can feel the energy from it, and that's why I was just so drawn to it and wanted to have you on the show immediately.
Well, what a wonderful thing to say. Thank you so very much for that.
Oh, you're welcome. It's just beautiful, and I'm so excited. And I mean, there are stories and folklore, and it's not a novel that you're going to read cover to cover like that. But it's something that you're going to want to keep around in your home for those special days.
And I think that's important too, is that we need to remember as couples that we do need to take those special moments. We need to have a babysitter. We need to take time off our work. We need to remember that we have partners, and we need to nurture that partnership. And because a lot of times when you're in a long-term relationship, we tend to fall apart from each other. And that's what we're trying to do with this book, too, is say, you know, look at your partner and realize that, you know, this person needs attention and so do you, and take that moment to do that for each other.
Definitely. Well, I know that as from a woman's perspective, which is the only one I can speak from, that sensuality and sexuality is so important to a woman's self-esteem. If a woman goes without sex for too long, things change for her.
Yes, and I think that it has a lot to do with your spirit and your mental state and the way you age. And I think that it affects men the same way. And I think that when you go too long and become stagnant in relationships, you need to start planning your sex life. Plan it away from the kids. Plan it away from the dog that's climbing on the bed. Kick the dog out of the bedroom. Kick your family away so that you can have your moment with your lover who needs tending, and you need tending, and together, you know, encourage each other sexually, because we live in a really busy world. And we need to slot and time our sex lives. It gets forgotten in the shuffle for making money and for life.
And one of the things that we write about as well, and you know, the way it is really, is it lands on women. It does. Women have to be the initiatrice sometimes, and that's okay. If you want to have fun, go and make the moment. Don't wait. Sometimes, you know, when it's a man-woman partnership, men think singularly more often than women do, and it's okay to be the initiatrice because really you're going to benefit in the end. And so are both people. You know what I mean? But sometimes when you're in that long-term relationship and you're just not getting the attention you need to just take it on yourself to make that change.
Beautifully said.
Initiate your love life and make it happen.
Take control, ladies.
And don't feel guilty about it either.
Definitely, definitely. And so what do you think about, I mean, it's all well and good to set aside a date night and make sure the kids have a sitter and the dog's in his kennel or wherever he needs to be and that you have that evening together. But what about those little moments throughout the day where you can keep sex and sensuality alive?
I think that those are very important too. And there's a number of things that are out there that you can do. I mean, just writing little love notes, putting them in your lover's pocket or putting your underwear in his pocket, you know, or her pocket, whether you're, you know, partners with two women or two men or a man and a woman. It's just all about being with who you love and telling that person that you do love them and you do desire them. Think of a way to do that. And
because also, too, when you don't feel desired anymore, the relationship isn't new anymore. It's not fresh. It's not crisp, and it's gone into slow mode now and too much comfort almost. When you feel like you've lost that desire, it's almost like a sadness comes in because, you know, you really need to desire the person that you're with too. It really is an important message. It's a very important message.
And I think, too, with birth control for women and hormone replacements, and both for men and women, we are having an epidemic of with all the chemicals and everything that we're ingesting, people's libido, they're failing, and there are things that you can do about that. There are creams, some of the creams and lotions that we make here. It's about getting blood to the surface of the skin and keeping it there. And there's an oil that we make. Almond oil is one of the first natural lubricants in the world. It actually has L-arginine in it, which is a natural amino acid that opens the capillaries. And is used in some of the enhancement medications for men.
Is
L-arginine, and so it's found naturally, and it's a matter of stimulating yourself for a while. If you're sexually stimulated, your partner will feel it. If you get out there and you're sexually attractant, that's the first thing that your partner is going to feel. And so it's making yourself that way. If you have less feeling, then you need to be exercising that muscle to have more feeling. A lot of times women don't orgasm quick as men do. It's about you lose that ability to get the blood to the surface of the skin and keep it there. And that's what we're talking about.
And a lot of it is food. It's the way that you eat and to keep yourself in shape so that sex is always going to be a big part of your life. It's called inviting sex into your life. Sex just, yes, you know, when you are really attracted to somebody, of course you're going to wake up in the morning before you go to work and make love. There's a lot of times that you'll make love in the morning, or sometimes you'll wake up in the middle of the night and make love. But it's a lot of it is inviting that sex into your life and living for sex. It's making it a habit. Sex is a good habit. Make it your habit.
And it's great exercise, too.
All right. Well, it's time for another break. So we are speaking with the lovely authors of Wise Woman's Cookery, Food, Sex, Magic, and Merriment. And you can find them online at wisewomanscookery.com. This is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we'll be back in a moment.
Brittany! Xtina. What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy, sets you free. Mariah. CITR, where you'll hear none of those divas. CITR 101.9 FM, where the only divas you're likely to hear are Kathleen.
Suck my left one!
Diamanda. Lydia.
Would somebody please inform the U.S. government that my uterus is not open to public debate?
CITR 101.9 FM, your true diva station.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks for being with me today in this fabulous new sunny time spot on Monday afternoons. If you want more information about this show, podcasts, sometimes I post upcoming guests, but sometimes lately I've been a little bit flaky about that. But anyway, you can go to my website, spiritualshow.com. That's where you can find me. And also, I host another show online, just totally podcast, so you can hear that as well. Spiritualshow.com is my website, and you can follow me on Twitter if you tweet. I'm Marie Bernard on Twitter, and I'm also on Facebook, so you can find me there if you want to connect and learn more about the guests that are on this show. So today we are speaking with the lovely, sensual, and surprisingly surprisingly lovely, Shannon Lober and Mary Edwards. They are the authors of Wise Woman's Cookery, Food, Sex, Magic, and Merriment, A Guide to Aphrodisiac Cooking, Sensual Simples, and Folklore Erotica. Welcome back to the show, ladies.
Thanks, Marie.
Thanks, Marie.
That's great. What a great introduction. You're such a sweetheart.
Aw, thanks.
Perfect.
Well, I'm so excited to have you on the show. It's just, I've been really looking forward to this, and I didn't really know where the conversation was going to go, but I'm enjoying it so far. And I want to put out the number if you're listening and you have a question for these ladies. Give us a call, 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. So let's talk about, we've been talking about your book, Wise Woman's Cookery, fabulous, fabulous book. But let's talk about how did you ladies get into the whole sex toy thing?
Well, Mary and I started working with a product called ViaCream about 15 years ago, which is a topical cream. And that's then from there, we started working with products to enhance your sexual experience at home. We started doing the at-home parties, and because we noticed that there was sort of a gap for a healthy sexual toys and products out there. And when they started working with more surgical silicone toys, and instead of the gel toys that actually leave gas and particles behind, mm-hmm. we just sort of carried on with that because we wanted to just speak with people more on a grassroots level about sexuality and romance. And Mary and I have always been readers of history and always been cooks for many, many years. We are both in our 50s. We've been friends for 27 years. And so just wanting to help people and having an interest in it ourselves, We've talked to many, many groups of people and couples doing that years ago. We traveled all over the province with our company, and I think just through that is where we decided that we wanted to write this book. Did that answer your question, Marie?
Yeah, I'm wondering if Mary has anything to add.
No. Shannon covered it quite lovely.
Lovely. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about garden alchemy, because we're talking about slowing down and really connecting with our lovers. And I think that when you create your own food and you're connecting with the earth, there's so much more there for you.
And I think that part of it where we were talking about living by the minute and by the second instead of by the season is where gardening is the alchemy part of it comes in. It's a magic thing when you actually put your hands in the dirt, plant that little seed, go out there and watch how that tiny little thing can produce a plant that can produce actually something you can eat, and you take that bit of the earth and ingest it and get that earth, Mother Earth power. I think that when you grow your own food, you're not using chemicals. It's hard to grow all of your own food, of course. But I think that it gives you that touch with the earth. So that's part of the big part of the past, of course, was living in the season.
Instead of in time, day to day, 10 minutes here, 15, 20 minutes, you get 20 minutes to go somewhere. People lived in the seasons, and they went to bed a lot earlier.
And also, too, with gardening and producing your own food and your own herbs, we have two herb gardens, one that we let go to flower, and then if you're using herbs for cooking, you always pinch the flower or the herb turns bitter. So when you have a garden that you've grown yourself, it's lovely to be able to do things with it. And in our section, Garden Alchemy, we have lovely little recipes on how to take your herb flowers and make things like body spritzers and bath salt. We talk about planting by the moon and how to dry and harvest your herbs and like I said, things that you can do with them. And it also gives you a moment to notice the bees and the flowers. You can plant gardens that attract butterflies. And it's lovely just to sit there and create a little romantic place in your garden.
People don't realize, too, that most gardens need a little bit of a water source, and the earth is drying out, and so we also create a little, even if it's just the lid or the bottom ceramic piece that fits underneath the pot plant, we put water in that, and believe it or not, the bees come and sit at the edge and drink the water. And it's amazing to watch a little bee come and land on the edge, have a little drink of water, and fly away. And all the other insects, too. We've seen butterflies fly down, get a little drink out of the water, and fly away. It's an amazing thing.
It's also, too, about nurturing yourself and also not just living within the seasons, but living within the cycles of the moon, which is what women... Of course, women being drawn to the moon and more because, you know, we regulate our cycles or with moon cycles, too. And it also sort of reclaims your inner harmony, and it allows you to appreciate yourself and nature and your fellow human beings, and it brings about peace within your life. And it allows you to heal yourself a bit. On an everyday level, just go and sit in your little garden and look at how things are growing and take that moment. And like Mary said, watch the bees, take a drink, and listen to the sounds.
I was going to say also, we had a small space, and it was like a back patio deck, and Shannon puts in the pots. Every year she would put in the pots of plants, and to see the tomatoes come up, and then to eat the tomatoes and to can them and watch Shannon with all the different food that she made with those tomatoes. It's amazing with how little space you have and to get your pots together. It's amazing to see the herbs flourish and grow and to see the little bit of vegetables that we grow. And so even with a small little, you know, potted garden, you still get quite a bit off it to eat and to utilize.
It also gives you a chance to get back in touch with Mother Nature and to get into maybe a bit more of a ritual, you know, a ritual of the planting and the harvest. And rituals are good. They make, once again, make you take a moment. They make you take a moment to ask for what you want.
And to thank for what you get.
So it's interesting, ladies, we're talking about connecting with Mother Earth and the goddess and all of this creation energy that is so divine feminine. And we seem to be in this very masculine energy in this current time with all of our computers and texting and all of that. And so I'm wondering if you have a suggestion for what's maybe the one or two most important things that a woman can do to reconnect with that feminine divine energy.
I think what we were just talking about is one really wonderful way to do it is through a garden. I think that when we realize that the kitchen is not the place just to be in a hurry, when we take a moment to value the real food that we're eating and, of course, where we are on the planet, to value how lucky we really are with what we have to eat, I think is one of the ways. I think that women were always the gatherers and the farmers at first of food. But I also think that men maybe have sort of lost what for thousands and thousands of years men were the hunters and the warriors. I mean, there were many, many civilizations where women were warriors as well. But I think it's just trying to be understanding and bringing more love into the home and into the relationship. And sometimes when we're in the throes of what we're in today in the world, and if people do realize that what happens on the other part of the world that we're actually feeling, that there are all of the energies of the people that are unrest, that are going through unrest right now, that it does affect all of us in a spiritual way, that maybe we don't realize that part of why we're being so uptight and is because that spiritual energy is affecting our energy. And I think that if we spent more time just trying to envision the world as a peaceful place and that human beings have always found a way to make it better, that light is better than dark and that we will prevail, and seeing what's going on in the world from a positive point of view. I mean, how wonderful that these young people all over the world are standing up for democracy and for a better place to live. And I think that's also important, that when we sit down and focus a moment, that we focus a moment for everyone in the world and that we realize when we're uptight that we're feeling all of that unrest in the world And it's not necessarily just that we're uptight with the kids or we're uptight about dinner, or that, you know, that we're being affected by everyone. And if we could all, as a cosmic conscious, try and sit down and take a moment and shift things, that we will have a better life all over the world.
Oh, that's so beautifully said, Shannon. And I think it, when we talk about slowing down and taking a moment, lighting a candle, appreciating the sensual, and I'm not talking about in a sexual way, but just the sensuality of food and of love and all of the experiences that we have in our world that we take for granted, just slowing that down can affect the planet.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when we see so much of the planet in unrest, and you sit there as an individual and think, what can I do to make a difference? But if enough people think that they can make a difference, we can. You know, it's really what you put out there.
Lovely. Well, it's time again for another break, so we'll be back in a moment for our final segment. Today, we're speaking with Shannon Lober and Mary Edwards. They are the authors of Wise Woman's Cookery, Food, Sex, Magic, and Merriment, A Guide to Aphrodisiac Cooking, Sensual Simples, and Folklore Erotica. And you can find them online at wisewomanscookery.com if you're interested in checking out more information about the book. It's a beautiful website, and the book itself is just gorgeous and sensual and erotic and not at all trashy, so I just want to make that clear. But it is definitely a book for adults. So we'll be back with more synchronicity very, very soon.
Hey, roomies, I got a vent. You're late on the rent. I'd be more content living in a tent that Satan himself sent.
Moving off campus next school year? Still looking for that perfect roommate? Speed Renting and UBC Residence Life are pleased to offer UBC students a unique and personalized roommate meetup event with an informal, relaxed atmosphere where you have the opportunity to meet and mingle with students just like you. Food and beverages will be provided free of charge. It's all taking place March 9th from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. in the Marine Drive Residence Commons Block, 2205 Lower Mall on UBC campus. Entrance fee is $8. Pay at the door or ensure your spot in advance by going online to speedrenting.ca/UBC.
On March 10th, 2011, Oxfam UBC will be hosting Hungry for Change, a unique banquet dinner representative of food distribution around the globe, with all proceeds going to Oxfam Canada. Hungry for Change is a banquet fundraiser unlike any other, an annual dinner organized and hosted by UBC students that gathers together the Greater Vancouver community for a taste of the reality of food distribution inequality. Tickets will be sold in the sub beginning February 21st. Ticket prices are $15 for students and $25 for the general public. Please be hungry for change.
Amnesty UBC strives to fight against the violation of human rights around the world. That's why on March 12th, Amnesty International will be hosting their annual conference, When is a Democracy Not a Democracy?, featuring speakers like Max Cameron, Margot Young, Sophia Woodman, and Don Wright. The conference will give participants the chance to enjoy speakers, workshops, and food, as well as network, learn, and be part of the fight for human rights. And here's the best bit. The conference is free and open to everyone. All you need to do is show up. That's on March 12th at 1:30 p.m. in the Irving K. Barber Learning Center's Lillooet Room. For more information, you can contact amnestyubc@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul here on CITR 101.9 FM. In Vancouver, I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks for being with me today and with us, talking about sex, sensuality, magic, merriment, and the Wise Woman's Cookery book. I want to let you know that coming up in just a few minutes is Parts Unknown, so stick around for that coming up at 1 o'clock this afternoon. And today we are speaking with Shannon Lober and Mary Edwards. They are the authors of Wise Woman's Cookery, Food, Sex, Magic, and Merriment, a guide to aphrodisiac cooking, sensual simples, and folklore erotica. You can find them online at wisewomanscookery.com. You can find me online at spiritualshow.com, or you can follow me on Twitter. I am Marie Bernard there, and I'm also on Facebook. So wherever you want to connect with me online, just find me. I'm out there. So someone's laughing in the hallway. I don't know what's going on. So anyway, we are speaking with Shannon and Mary. Welcome back to the show, ladies.
Thank you very much, Marie.
Thank you, Marie.
Thanks. So we just have a few minutes left, and I'm going to play a song to wrap up the show. So I'm just wondering, I have an image of someone listening. It could be a man or a woman, but I'm really zoning in on there's a woman out there who hasn't had any sensuality in her life for a while. She's feeling neglected. What advice do you have for her right now?
Invoke her love life and bring it to her. Make it happen. I mean that by starting to bring the food and the sensuality to them and create social situations that open the ability for someone to notice what a wonderful atmosphere that you are setting, and that attracts people to you.
We also mention in the book about asking the universe. You know, the universe wants to give you what you want. Ask, whether you're praying to God, ask and ye shall receive. Or you're offering an offering to the goddess. Or you're asking the universe for a change. Once again, it's a matter of sitting down and putting your intent out there. And every time that you get a chance, building on that intent. You know, things happen for a reason. If you're trying to attract someone and you see something and you go, oh, I think that would be good, don't just think that. Go and jump on it. Jump on it and put it out there. Be proactive is the best advice. Go out and make it happen. Ask the universe. Take a minute. You know, pray for what you want. Just take that moment and just make it happen. That's what we did. That's what we did with this book. We focused our intent for 5 years. It sometimes takes a little longer. But, you know, if you're actively going out there and, like Mary says, you know, wear attractant clothing, look after yourself, be happy. That's the biggest thing. People are attracted to happy people.
And Mary, is there something you want to add?
I just think that enhancing what Shannon has said about the happiness. When you're happy, you have a glow, a light about you. Your face, your mouth isn't hanging down. When you see somebody with a sour face, you don't want to approach them, do you? But if you have an aura of happiness about you, you're way more approachable. It's like the bees to honey.
And it's also what we talk about. I mean, we make elixirs, mood enhancers from the herbs that we grow and dry. There are things that you can do to make yourself feel better. And it's a matter of just, you know, eating the right food, getting outside. Look at where we live. Go outside. Make yourself feel good. Make an elixir that's going to make you a mood enhancer. Eat lighter food. Just to be happy is a major thing.
And move your body. Dance.
Yes, dance. Move your body.
That's exactly, Marie.
Exercise. Yes, and wear attractant clothing and moderate your speech. Think about what you're speaking about. If you're always speaking about negative things come your way. Focus on the good things that you have in your life. We have so much good here. You know, focus on the good things about your body. Look in the mirror and like yourself. That's the most important thing, is liking yourself.
I'm finding also one of the biggest attractive points to attracting a person into your life is the ability to sit and have a conversation in a sense of listening to people instead of when people get together when they're nervous. If you're nervous when you're out on a date for the first time, sometimes all we do is talk. We talk out of nervousness instead of reserving ourselves and listening to what does this person have to offer me. I'm here to find out about this person, not talk about my negative things or things that are just nonstop conversation. I feel like listening is one of the greatest traits of love.
That is so beautiful.
There's a lovely poem that I would like to read, and it says, "We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams, wandering by lone sea breakers and sitting by desolate streams, world losers and world forsakers on whom the pale moon gleams. Yet we are the movers and shakers of the world forever, it seems." So that's it right there. No matter what is going on, you have to realize that we are the movers and shakers, that we make our own destiny, and that what we put out there, we reap.
So beautiful. Well, it's time to wrap up the show, ladies. I'm having such a good time talking with you, and I want to thank you so much for sharing your passion with the world, because we all just, we need to express our passion. I think if we all did that and we moved and behaved and thought in a more sensual way, the world would be just a much more exciting, joyful, loving place. So thank you for your book, Wise Woman's Cookery, Food, Sex, Magic, and Merriment. If you want to check it out, go to their website, wisewomanscookery.com. What would you like to say to wrap up the show?
Well, we'd like to say, first of all, thank you very much for this lovely opportunity of having us on your show. And we also wanted to let you know that we are now in the process of writing the second book and of filming a naughty little cooking show based on our book.
Really?
And it will be on our website. We'll have little vignettes by the beginning of summer.
Ooh.
And so everyone should just keep in touch. And we do have a great blog. Feel free to email us or comment on the blog. And once again, Marie, thank you so very, very much.
Thank you so very, very much, Marie.
And I encourage everybody to check out our blog and get naughty with us.
And go out and have fun. Eat great food and have some romance.
Oh, beautifully said. Thank you so much. What a great way to start the afternoon and to start out your week. Have a wonderful day, ladies.
Thanks, Marie.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Marie.
Bye-bye. Okay, so again, wisewomanscookery.com for the book Wise Woman's Cookery, Food, Sex, Magic, and Merriment. That sounds like an interesting cooking show that they're going to have on their website, so be sure to check that out, and perhaps we'll have them on the show again sometime soon, because I love this topic. I just can't get enough of it. So up next is Parts Unknown. I'm going to close the show with a song by Kara Johnstad. It is called Open Up and Receive. I'm Marie Bernard, and we will be back next week talking about poltergeists. That's going to be interesting and creepy and exciting. So I hope you'll join me next week, next Monday at 12 noon Pacific time. Have a wonderful week. Be good to yourself. Namaste.
Da gong ge. Da gong ge. Da gong ge. Da gong ge. Tung 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 ga. E. Da gong ge. Te tung gong tung te gong te tung gong tung te gong te tung gong tung te tung gong tung tung. Walking rhythm sound splash and slapping ground. Thoughts are flying over lying. Where is it that I'm found? I didn't think I was. Question.
question why, because judgment's falling, who is calling, the sacred heartbeat does. Open up and receive.
Lucy's East Side Diner on 2708 Main Street in East Vancouver is open
24 hours a day!